So,
yes,
have you been to El Rancho Gun? Or
yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
On or off-road?
On.
On?
Yeah. Tiny off. Little tiny off.
Oh, okay.
But not much. None of it's too deep. No, it's small. It's compact, but it's an SUV. The 2019 Chevy Equinox front-wheel drive LT 2.0 Turbo. And front-wheel drives are cool, though. You know, you can get a lot of places front-wheel. Pulling. Mm-hmm. Pulling works real well.
Right.
And this thing is, you know, it's a miracle. You know, small on the outside, big on the inside. It's got their turbocharged four-banger, but not 252 horsepower, 260 pound-feet of torque. It'll tow 3,500 pounds. Made it to a 9-speed automatic transmission. All the safety equipment you'd want, anti-lock brake system, stability control, the airbags that are required anyway. Keyless open and keyless start was cool. 18-inch aluminum wheels that look kind of neat. Inside, a premium cloth seat trim on this one. Adjustable driver 8-way power with 2-way power lumbar, which is great on a long, long drive. They have the OnStar service with these, a 4-gig Wi-Fi hotspot inside. Their confidence and convenience package was added to this, so you get the leather wrap shift lever, rear lift gate is power activated, remote vehicle start, driver and front passenger heated seats, dual zone AC, the universal home remote, a lot of little leather touches, rear cross traffic alert, rear park assist, power adjustable heated outside mirrors, their infotainment package with 8-inch color screen and that infotainment with nav. Very well equipped. It's a neat little vehicle. And maybe just right for a lot of folks. It's kind of cool. You're getting 22 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. A lot of 5-star ratings. Base is 29. This one was tricked out about as much as you could do to it for 33. So check the thing out. The 2019 Chevy Equinox front-wheel drive LT 2.0 four-banger turbo. Their neat little compact SUV.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to start our annual Waltz Across Texas. We're heading to Tyler, where new district leader Roger Wolf is on his way.